I love me some Glee, in other words. I'm a Gleek. I admit it. So, yeah. All right. Well, that's going to be it for this boo, because I'm going to put on some Big Fatty for the rest of the drive home to keep me awake, because he makes me giggle and laugh, and I stay awake with the Big Fatty. Because I'm staying awake with Big Fatty. Oh, he's this. Okay, that's horrible. Okay, y'all have a great day, and I'll talk to y'all soon.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
He makes me giggle and laugh, and I stay awake.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 697 of the BFO for two. I say Tuesday, the 5th of October, 2010. Y'all coming up on today's little show? I got nothing. Big Fatty, you got, yeah, no. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your Tuesday is going well. Y'all, it's not exactly true that I got nothing, because I do have a few things here. Y'all, the first thing I want to do is I want to send out a special Big Fatty thank you to Miss Kitty, because y'all, Big Fatty, you know, I got the new visor for the Ford Explosion. And, y'all, I was looking at it, and, y'all, it wasn't too complicated, but I was afraid. And so, I called Miss Kitty. I said, Miss Kitty, I know you're a married man now, but do you think you could assist Big Fatty in the replacement of the visor for the Ford Explosion? He says, yes, Big Fatty. So, y'all, I went over there on Sunday evening, I guess it was probably about 6:30 p.m. in the evening, and went over, and y'all, he took a look at the old visor, and he took a look at the new visor, and he says, yes, Big Fatty, we can get this done. So, y'all, he cut the wire, because, y'all, it is a lighted visor, and so Big Fatty can check his makeup before he gets out. Ah, Big Fatty, check your makeup. And he went to unplug the old visor, because it was just a very simple little two-prong thing that had to be unplugged, and then you plug the new one in and screw in two screws, and it was done. And y'all, we couldn't get it to come undone, and it was like, no, it will not come undone. And y'all, I thought we was gonna have to rip the sealant out of the Ford Explosion to get it to come undone. But Miss Kitty. Y'all, that is a buffalo chicken wrap sandwich with a side salad, and y'all, some beer battered onion rings. Y'all, Larry Cly took Big Fatty to birthday lunch on Monday. Y'all, we had to wait for payday. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, I had the surprise birthday lunch on Monday, and it was delicious. But y'all, I'm gonna tell you something. The buffalo sauce on that, y'all, it set my mouth on fire. Y'all, I just can't eat the spicy things like I used to. Just can't do it. No, Big Fatty, can't do it. And so Miss Kitty says, well, you know, I think before we just absolutely tear this Ford Explosion sealant up, I'm just going to snip the wire here on the old visor, and we'll snip off the end, the connector on the new one, and we'll just splice them together. Because, you know, y'all, Miss Kitty has got some skills in that area. And Big Fatty, that was sounding a little vulgar, skills in that area. But anyway, so y'all, we did that, and we had the black electrical tape, and Miss Kitty was just twisting wires and putting it all together, and y'all, then he had to shove the cord back up in the hole. Big Fatty, are you vulgar? Are you explaining a project? And so y'all, we finally got it up, screwed it in. Ah, Big Fatty, this sounds vulgar. And y'all, it works perfectly. perfectly. And y'all, I cannot tell you, I cannot even begin to tell you how much I had missed my sun visor before Miss Kitty had assisted with that. So Miss Kitty, thank you again. And y'all, something that came up on the TV machine on Saturday, I was watching the news program, and y'all, in Japan, now Yoshi, is it Yoshi? Yoshi and Nancy over there in Japan. There's some craziness over there. It's over. I don't understand these Mexicans, but y'all, that these people, they get married over there, and y'all, then they get sick and tired of each other, and y'all, then they have what they're calling divorce ceremonies. It is not like a marriage ceremony; it's a divorce ceremony, and they unpledge to be kind to each other and all. And they all get together and they have drinks, and y'all, they invite their friends to the divorce ceremony, and then y'all at the very end, it's officiated and everything, and at the very end, they shake hands and go their separate ways. Y'all, it's just, you never know how these Mexicans are gonna, what they're gonna do. It's always a surprise. It's always a surprise to see what the Mexicans can do. And y'all, sometimes when Big Patty, here recently, every time Big Patty goes to the P.O. box, there's a surprise too. Yes, Big Patty. Make a wish. Y'all, I went by the P.O. box, and y'all, there was a letter in there, and it was, it is the return address as the patron saint of the BFO. Y'all, I have no idea who that could be from, but y'all, we're going to open it right now and see what this is. Oh, backpack, y'all, it's a number 10 envelope, inside, there's a letter here, and it says, dear Gussie. It says, "Dear Fat One, since everyone else is sending you the scratch-off lottery tickets, I thought I would send you some from DC and provide fantastic content to your little show. Enjoy, and if you win, you'll have to come back and visit for the MAL weekend." Yo, that's the Mid-Atlantic Leather weekend, so you can claim your prize. "Hugs and good luck, the patron saint of the BFO, that would be Mr. Tim Cormall. P.S. I thought about scratching them for you to make it easier." Oh, could y'all buy some scratch-offs? Just go ahead and scratch them for me and just send it to me and I'll read it and see if I won. But I know that you would have been, that would have upset Vera.
"I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes."
That would have upset Vera greatly. Okay, well, y'all, let's just see what we got here. We have got, there are five $1 cards. We got the straight nines. Y'all, Big Fatty ain't going to win on that one right now. If it's got straight in it, I ain't going to win on it. But we've got the gimme five. We've got the Pirate's Gold. I wonder if it is a butt pirate, y'all. I don't know. We've got the Summer Days. And we've got the Roulette Riches. Y'all, it looks like we can win $1,000, a $500. What is this one here? This one doesn't tell us what we can win. Went up to $555 and went up to $999. Y'all, I may scratch some of those today. I may wait. I just got to see, because y'all, I want to go over here speaking and thank you. By the way, thank you so much, Patron Saint, for sending the lovely scratch-offs and for not scratching them, because you know Big Fatty loves to scratch them. He loves to scratch them. But y'all, I've got e-letters over here that have been, y'all, they've been backing up. Ah, Big Fatty, that's vulgar. I want to read some of these to you, because some of them are just good, y'all. They're just good. And y'all, Paul, Paul sent me something that says, you will see no cute little smiley faces on this. Just the stone cold truth of our great friendship. Number one, when you are sad, I will help you get drunk and plot revenge against the sorry bastard who made you sad. Number two, when you are blue, I will try to dislodge whatever is choking you. Number three, when you smile, I will know you are thinking of something that I would probably want to be involved in. Yes! Number four, when you are scared, I will rag on you about it every chance I get until you're not. Number five, when you are worried, I will tell you horrible stories about how much worse it could be until you quit whining. Number six, when you're confused, I will try to use only little words. Number seven, when you are sick, stay the hell away from me until you are well again. I don't want whatever you have. Number eight, when you fall, I will laugh at your clumsy ass, but I'll help you up. Number nine, this is my oath. I pledge it to the end. Why, you may ask? Because you are my friend. Friendship is like peeing your pants. Everyone can see it, but only you can feel the true warmth. Oh, dear Gussie, that's vulgar. But Paul, thank you so much for sending that to Big Fatty, because that was a good one. Now, y'all, I've got another one here. And y'all, this one is from Chuck. And let's just see what I got here. What is this? Dear Gussie, y'all, this is Chuck, and he says, oh, poor Big Fatty, you need some love. I can't believe nobody emailed you after you begged for it yesterday. Well, I love you. If nobody else does, just don't make me touch you. Oh, dear Gussie. So, thank you, Chuck. I appreciate that, and there's no touching required. You've touched my heart. Y'all, Trucker Alex sent me something about some revisions of some 1960s songs. So, y'all, let's just look at this. We've got some of the songs of the 60s are being revised with new lyrics to accommodate aging baby boomers who can remember doing the limbo as if it were yesterday. They include Bobby Darin's Splish Splash, I Was Having a Flash. Herman's Hermits, Ms. Brown, You've Got a Lovely Walker. Ringo Starr, I Get By with a Little Help from Depends. The Bee Gees, How Can You Mend a Broken Hip? Roberta Flack, The First Time Ever I Forgot Your Face. Johnny Nash, I Can't See Clearly Now. Paul Simon, 50 Ways to Lose Your Liver. Y'all, you know Vera's lost hers many years ago. The Commodores, Once, Twice, Three Times to the Bathroom. Procol Harum, A Whiter Shade of Hair. I don't know what that means. Leo Sayer, You Make Me Feel Like Napping. Ah, Big Fatty. Y'all, as opposed to the Seder who was at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, he didn't feel like napping when he's listening to Big Fatty. No. No, he enjoys listening to Big Fatty. The Temptations. Papa's Got a Kidney Stone. And y'all, finally. Oh, no, this is not finally. I lied. ABBA. Denture Queen. Denture Queen. Oh, dear Gussie. Tony Orlando, Knock Three Times on the Ceiling If You Hear Me Fall. Helen Reddy, I Am Woman, Hear Me Snore. Leslie Gore, It's My Procedure and I'll Cry If I Want To. And last but not least, Willie Nelson, On the Commode Again. Oh, dear God. See, that Trucker Alex, I tell you what, y'all, if he ever recommends an app game to you, though, don't do it. Don't do it. You'll get hooked. You'll just get hooked. And y'all, I heard from that Ellen the Degenerate Yoshi says, "Oh, Big Freddy, it's all about the belching. At first, I thought it was amusing and disgusting in equal measure, but now I'm thinking it would be a great resource for meal ideas. Could you please belch up something vegetarian, please? I love the old-timey podcast. I snored. I scored a 16 on your little quiz, but the Studebaker I learned to parallel park in was a classic car even then, so I think maybe it shouldn't count." Well, y'all, I can assure you, and y'all, I think I wrote this back to Ellen the Degenerate. I says, "I'll have to see about enjoying a vegetarian plate sometime, although I do enjoy the visible ham in my green beans. A 16 on the older than dirt quiz, well, that's almost a perfect score, which is what Vera got." Ah, my Big Freddy. Ah, my Big Freddy. Ah, Big Freddy. And, y'all, the last one I wanted to share with you today is from David from Denver. And y'all, David and Brian, they're the ones that made the hamisole for me. And y'all, it is not quite hamisole weather. Although, y'all, I've got to admit, I had to pull the bedspread up over the fat last night. Because, y'all, it was a little nipply. But I have not pulled the hamisole out yet. No! Needs to get down in the 40s. But y'all, this David sent this to me. It says, "Now that I'm getting older, I thought it was great that I seem to have more patience. Turns out I just don't give a shit." And y'all, it is the impotence of walking. And y'all, you know that there are some people, especially out there in the Walnut Hills, that can't walk. But y'all, this is the impotence of walking. And y'all, Big Fatty enjoys a good walk every now and then. But walking can add minutes to your life. This enables you at 85 years old to spend an additional 5 months in a nursing home at $7,000 per month. I like nice walks, especially when they are taken by people who annoy me. Yeah, y'all, these are just little sayings about walking. "The only reason I would take up walking is so that I could hear heavy breathing again. I have to walk early in the morning before my brain figures out what I'm doing. I joined a health club last year, spent about $400, haven't lost a pound, and apparently you have to go there. Every time I hear the dirty word exercise, I wash my mouth out with chocolate." Ah, Big Freddy. "The advantage of exercising every day is so when you die, they'll say, 'Well, she looks good, doesn't she?'" "If you're going to try cross-country skiing, start with a small country. I know I got lots of exercise the last few years, just getting over the hill. We all get heavier as we get older because there's a lot more information in our heads. That's my story, and I'm sticking with it. And y'all, finally, every time I start to think too much about how I look, I just find a happy hour, and by the time I leave, I look just fine." Ah, Big Freddy. Well, David, thank you so much for sharing those. Oh, sharing those with us. And y'all, I guess I'm going to have to wait for tomorrow's little show to do these lovely, lovely scratch-offs. But y'all, it is a busy week here at the coal mine. That's all I got to say. And y'all, it's so far, I mean, everybody's been on their good behavior and the tension has not been too high. And y'all, because you know, when the deadlines are approaching, sometimes the tension gets high. But you know, you just gotta take a deep breath and realize that the person that may be getting upset with you, they're just on edge a little bit. You just make them laugh, y'all. Just make them laugh, and for the love of God, get them a nap.
He makes me giggle and laugh, and I stay awake.
Oh, damn, Gussie, I'm so glad I made you giggle.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.